Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As we just heard in that report, Gomez agreed with Markey on two typically Democratic positions last night, a minimum wage hike and the Paycheck Fairness Act. Those positions may help Gomez attract some centrist Democrats, but a WBUR poll out this week found Gomez is struggling to rally Republicans in the numbers he needs to beat Markey. For more on the challenges Gomez faces in his own party, we turn now to WBUR's Fred Tice.
This week's WBUR poll finds 80% of Republicans say they'll vote for Gabriel Gomez. But with less than 2 weeks to go before the election, pollster Steve Cozzella says that's not a good sign.
That's lower than most, even early polling typically shows for a Republican.
Cozzella says Republican candidates in statewide elections in Massachusetts typically rally more than 90% of their party's support. Gomez ran as a moderate in the Republican primary. Since winning the primary, he's won the endorsement of Michael Sullivan, who had the support of conservative Republicans. The question is, will conservatives rally to Gomez or sit this election out? It turns out that the signs are good for Gomez. For one thing, pollster Cozzella finds supporters of the Tea Party say they will vote for Gomez.
So among people who feel favorably towards the Tea Party, 78% are going for Gomez. Pretty much, if you like the Tea Party, you're going for Gomez.
The Tea Party is not what it used to be in Massachusetts. Only 22% of voters surveyed in the last WBUR poll say they have a favorable view of the Tea Party. 3 years ago, it helped Scott Brown to victory against Martha Coakley. In 2010, the Northborough Tea Party filled a big room at the public library when they met. At their last meeting before this election, they fit into a small conference room at a hotel in Marlborough. But what they had to say bodes well for Gomez. Some, such as George Leland of Hudson, were unreserved in their support.
Because I think he's the better man. As it stands right now, I want to see Gomez get it. I think he's a good man. I think he's got the qualifications. One of the things is he's not experienced, and I think that's what we all want. We don't want an experienced politician.
But most are like Matt O'Brien of Marlborough. He has reservations about Gomez, but he's behind him.
Yeah, of course I can support him. You can support anybody over Ed Markey. I mean, come on. Yeah, sure. He's not ideologically pure. He's not an ideal candidate in a lot of different ways. But that being said, we're adults.
And that's also Cameron Carey's point of view. The Northborough resident calls Gomez head and shoulders above Markey.
He's been in office too long. He lives out of state. He doesn't have a firm grip on economics. He's way too invested in the climate change and all of that stuff, more than science would really suggest is appropriate. And so I think that Gomez is the guy to really push. We can get in there, I think. It'd be good for the state and the country both.
You don't work for the IRS, do you?
No, I work for WBUR.
The man making the joke about the IRS, Jeff Gray of Hudson, offers his qualified support for Gomez.
Gomez? I don't have any problem. I learned a long time ago that whenever you go to the polls, you're always voting for the lesser of two evils.
That's also how Vince Piccirillo of Hudson feels.
I'm going to hold my nose and vote.
Okay. But you're not going to work campaign for him, right?
Hell no. I get emails asking to work for him, and I won't work for him. I'll vote for him because I have to.
In a special election when so few people turn out, Gomez may not need these conservative Republicans to campaign for him. It could be enough for him just to get their vote. And most of the people in this room say they absolutely will turn out, no matter their reservations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.